I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last week's coup leaves Mali in chaos. So where does this leave believers who are ministering in the country? And music has such an important place in the life of the church. Hear how one ministry is putting it at the forefront. That story in a moment. But we'll begin today in Mali, where concern surrounds Christian radio workers following weekend developments. The military junta agreed to surrender Mali's president and other leaders held captive after last week's coup. In exchange, they want 3 years of military rule. As national leaders negotiate, Transworld Radio awaits word from in-country partners. TWR's Lauren Libby says,
frankly, we don't have word what's going on in there right now, but we do know that programming is still going into those local FM stations as being forwarded by the internet. But you never know when that's going to stop. Mali is a real hotbed and has been for the last 8 or 9 years.
With everyday life at a standstill, tensions run high. People depend on radio for the latest developments, and that's where they encounter Christ through TWR's programs.
People are fearful, and that's why the gospel is very important. You have a very volatile situation up there, and any way we can get hope in there is absolutely essential.
Pray for stability in Mali and ask God to protect his followers. In 2015, gunmen killed 3 people at a Christian radio station.
In a lot of these countries, the first thing that whoever takes over the country is they want to control the media. That's always a potential liability, particularly for believers who are running FM stations in Mali. Pray the Lord would stabilize the situation, that people would be able to get back to a semblance of order.
Next, a new record for protesters in Belarus, with as many as 200,000 gathering in Minsk over the weekend to protest the presidency of Alexander Lukashenko. As the political and social unrest grows, Joel Griffith of Slava Gospel Association tells us,
you have an entire younger generation that has come up within Belarus that maybe are a lot more media savvy. They had more access to the internet and some of the outside world. Some of them have traveled to other locations and have come back in, and that might be adding to some of this.
Meanwhile, SGA has been working with churches in Belarus through the Christ Over COVID program.
We're basically helping missionary pastors and churches go out and to visit needy families who are impacted by the pandemic, taking them humanitarian aid, food, groceries, hygiene items, and basically sharing the gospel with them.
Pray that God would use the work of Christians in Belarus as the source of healing and hope within the country.
As more and more people come to saving faith in Christ, that love that gets shown not only as individuals, but then love toward a community, that love of Christ gets spread, and that love of Christ has a transformative impact on the communities and brings peace.
And the poet Henry Wadsworth Longfellow once said, music is the universal language of mankind. This is especially true for worship in the church. The body of Christ spans borders, and even when we can't speak one another's language, worshiping the Lord together demonstrates our unity. That's why Global Disciples is now emphasizing worship in their discipleship trainings. Tim Singer, Global Disciples' new worship specialist, tells us,
our goal is to raise up regional worship leaders, give them more training, and help them discover how they can train others within their own unique cultural context. So in other words, we're not going to bring the songs we sing here in America with us, but instead teach them to write their own songs, use their own cultural resources, use the instruments that they have, and encourage them to have their own unique expression of worship, and that's where the beauty is.
Singer recently helped translate a Swahili song into English for a global training.
It was simply one of the most powerful worship songs I've encountered in a long time. The title is Wastahili Bwana, which means you are worthy, Lord. It was tremendous, and to me, that's just the taste. It's like, wow, what a great job I have to get to experience this beauty with the interaction of so many different cultures coming together.
If you're a worship leader anywhere in the world, Global Disciples would love to connect. Just go to missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Have you ever wondered how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? Well, this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free book called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.